Dan, why do you think the number of people actually starting treatment is low?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, Mike. And, you know, 10, 15 or more years ago, we thought we had the answer. You know, it was just about stigma. And that's true today also. But it's improved. Stigma has improved. Not nearly where we wanted to, but it is somewhat less shameful. Depression, having depression, getting treatment. But we have to look at availability, Mike. And A, it's hard to find a therapist. B, it's hard to find a good one. You know, then the problem is expense. It's not cheap. So there's a lot of factors playing into this. It's difficult to find good therapy.
Let me ask you about medication, because it seemed like people were also reluctant to start medications. What do you think that's about?
Well, it's about side effects. It's about what is this doing to my body. Interestingly enough, older people, 60 and over, are much more comfortable with medication than psychotherapy. And the younger group is just the opposite, much more comfortable with therapy than medication. But, you know, a lot of this research was done in offices of primary care physicians, and they're the ones we need to make sure this happens. They need to know that it is unreasonable to ask someone who already has depression to go get treatment. If you've got depression, it's energy to get out of bed, let alone doing all this research about what your insurance is going to pay for and finding a good, it's unrealistic. If I'm depressed, I need help. Take me by the hand, show me where to go, and I'll do what I can.
So you're saying doctors should really be aware that when they've diagnosed a person with depression, there's a very good chance that person is not going to do something about it, so they need help.
Well, according to this study, two-thirds of people aren't going to do anything about it. My God, they suffer. I mean, depression is just awful. I'm one who knows. And they suffer terribly. And frankly, so does our economy.
Thank you, Dan.
Sure. Thank you, Mike. And